I want to learn over here another stickle over here, which has a shaykhah to like Boimer. Begins with the stickle over here, Sata Mechem Machnas Shabbos. Fire, but we don't hear you, we're very quiet. What? I said, it's very quiet by Fire. Sata Mechem Machnas Shabbos. You have the stickle? Sata Mechem Machnas Shabbos, may Shalach says like this. In Yisfira he, then in Yisfira is Biyam, Kizay Azman, the Pesach at Shavu is Tarach Shmira. From Pesach to Shavu is he needed a Bezunder Shmira. When Shanema, Shavu is Kuka is Kotzer, Yishmor Lono, Pasuk in Yirmi Anovi. The weeks, the Shavuos of Chukos Kotzir, the weeks of the Ktzire, between Pesach and Shavuos, Yishmor Lono has to be, you have to watch over the Ktzire, you have to watch till the Zman HaKtzire. The Zman HaKtzire is by Shavuos. From Pesach, which is the Zman HaZriya, you have to watch over the Tfu, you have to watch over everything until the Ktzire from Shavuos, the Isse. Take the Medrash, Yishmor Lono, Meiruch HaSroiz, Metlolim Roim. You have to watch over that the tefuah shouldn't be affected by ruches rois and klolim roim that could be mekalkel. It could ruin the crops that you just planted in by Pesach, which is the chag azriya. And like this, the tefuah stays intact until Shavuos to the chag akotzi. Ki zman ahu tzach shmire meruches rois and klolim roim. Sign the oilam agashmi, and we know the oilam agashmi is a mirror to the oilam aruchni, the oilam aruchni as well. The Eden has a shaykh to what he says in the previous tikkul. If you get a chance, take a look at the previous tikkul, the famous tikkul that brings down from the Ariya Kodesh. The Besiyankim, the Sefer Zman, brings down a few times as well. Rome Yiduim, that the Eden, when they left Mitzrayim, they didn't have any of the old Madregis. The Abish gave them the Madregis in the night of Pesach, who was Bahasholo. He lent it to them. He gave it to them, Bahasholo. Then he took it away. And afterwards, in Sfiras Ayman, the Eden have to have a Shemiri Yisayda to watch over there. Be able to build up the madrigas again with the koyach, with the own koyaches. But need the gevaldige shmir because the Yetzirah is looking to be mekalkel. He doesn't want the Yidden to reach the Maimon Har Sinai appropriately. So maybe it looks to be mekalkel. So how does a person zeichet the shmir? How could a person watch over himself? V'chein tzivlon Hashem Yisbarach lispor. Count the days. U'letzape. To be metzape miyoyim liyoyim. As ma matum to yaseinu v'ni yashoyim mitzvah. Become Shemir Mitzvah. You're waiting for Matan Torah. That's the whole idea of counting, right? How many days have passed of the Omer? How many days are left for Matan Torah? Why are you becoming Shemir Mitzvah? You're waiting for the Mitzvah. Shemir Mitzvah means Amvart, Ovav Shema Asadova. You're waiting for the Mitzvah means that you're focusing towards the Mitzvah. Shemir Mitzvah, Yeda Dover Ro. And we made someone that Shemir Mitzvah won't become affected by Rav. You can be Zoyche to be Nitzel from the Kitrugim. And the koyches that the Yetzirah puts in to mekalkel the person. Shoyim mitzvah liyedid overall. This goes hand in hand together with the famous tikkul from the Tveras Yosef. Tveras Yosef brings down from the Besiyan Gilam Aisa. But the Yid by Marmin Asina, it said, Ayicha Shom Yisrael neged Ahar, right? So the Tveras Yosef is Medaik, brings down from the Besiyan Gilam Aisa, but he's Marchavit. It's by Sudas Rosh Chodesh Sivan, after Parshas Bamidba, and he writes over there. And why does it say neged ahar? Because the Yidden will focus towards the har. The derech, the people that rest in the midbar is, they lean back on the mountain and they look at the world. But the Yidden turn towards the mountain and focus towards the mountain. Why? Because they're focusing towards the mountain, the shoyimir mitzvah. That's how, that was the achonah for Matan Torah. The Yidden throughout the whole sphere, that's what Yidden is supposed to do. To focus towards Matan Torah and to focus to be mitzapim miyoyim liyoyim, as ma matan Torah seinu v'ni yashoyim li mitzvah. So the Besiyankiv adds on over here, he adds on that that's the pshat lag boimer. That's the pshat lag boimer. Besiyankiv is an ois mem hei. It says lag boimer. He says, just like by an Isha. An Isha also has a sphere, right? There's a Tumas Leda, right? By Isha says, 33 days, she's Teshev with Meit Tahara. Right? So the same thing is also, when you count Lamed Gimel Yoim, you count 33 days in Sfiras Oimer. So Betuchim, he says, the Beis Yankiv, Kvash, and Astam, Yigmar Adov, the Abishu will finish it up the Toiv. The Yid counts 33 days. he has the koyach of tahara 33 days, then we're betuach, we're betuach with a certain bitachon that the Eibishter will finish it off already, the Torah, and will reach Ma'amid HaSinai with a proper achon, and won't be mekalkalit. Zoyzik to b'siyankiv. L'choyre, what he means to say is, besides for the ending of 33 days of the Me'at Tahara, the Ma'aseh was brought down, I think of Tzadik HaKoyim brings it down, brought down that the Me'at Sfira divided into three parts. Three parts. And it's connected, the Shloisha Dvarim Sh'olam Oymid. And the Yimei HaSfira is divided into these three halakim. Gemilas Chasadim, Avoida, and the last Shlish, the last third, which begins like Boimer, which is the last third, that's already the Chedek of Torah, which is the last focus. So once you have two-thirds is already considered Roiv. You have two-thirds already Nigmar B'Toiv, which are Nigmar B'Toiv, and you focused on Avoida and Gemilas Chasadim. The Eibishter is maftiach already. There's a bitachon to a certain extent that the Eibishter will be going with betoiv. The Eibishter will be going with a double betoiv. That's in the koyach of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. The koyach of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is the koyach that Yochel ani liftor kedai Reb Shimon lismar cholov b'shas adchak. As we state in Gemara that Reb Shimon is a koyach said in himself kedai Reb Shimon lismar cholov b'shas adchak. That means that any yid that's nashas adchak, and any yid that's b'soymech on something, you can always b'soymech on the koyach of Reb Shimon. So besides for being that like boimer is two thirds, and the Siyankin says betuchim kvar shnastam igma double toiv, but the day of like boimer in itself has a koyach of bitachon as the koyach of Reb Shimon Yechoy. The Rebbe Shlomo Rocha used to say a vort on like boimer. He used to say a vort. The Gemara says that Rabbi Kiva Yedoyish. Shimon HaMsuni, Yidoyish Kol Es in the Shabbat Torah. He's a darshan. Every time it says Es in the Torah, he's a darshan what the Es means. Kivan Sheyigi Al Es Hashem Alekecha Tira, Pidesh. When he reached Es Hashem Alekecha Tira, he didn't have a pshat, so he was Pidesh, he stopped. Mora says, Shem Mekabas Chal Adrisha, Kach Mekabas Chal Adrisha, Atzibor HaMekive, V'Dorash V'Limeid, Es Hashem Alekecha Tira, L'Rabbois Talmid HaChomim, the Esther Hashem Alekecha Tira is Marbet Talmid Chachomim. The Rebbe used to say over, I think, for the Tver Shloimeh, he used to say over that the Pshat is that Shimon HaMsuni, or Hidoyish called Esther Shabbat Torah, means that he's a Darshan Es is a union of Chibur. Every single Madrega that he reached, he took along all his Talmidim with him. He took all his Talmidim on that Madrega as well. When he came to Madrega of Esther Hashem Alekecha Tira, which is the Madrega of Yir Shemayim, the Pachad and Yir Shemayim, the Chibur that Shimon HaMsuni had, he couldn't give it over to his Talmidim. Pidesh. He couldn't give it over to his Talmidim. Achibor Rabbi Kiva, on Toiz Galant, he taught, as Hashem HaMonekecha Tira, the Rabbis Talmid HaChomim, that you have to bring the Talmidim, even to the Madrega of as Hashem HaMonekecha, even to your highest Madregas. You have to take along the Talmidim, every single Madrega possible, you have to take them along. The Rabbi used to say, that's the Pshat, the Talmidim Rabbi Kiva, or Mesu, these days was fear so much like Boimim, Shalinaga Kovi Zebezeh. It's made Shalinaga Kovi Zebezeh. It means there was Azul and the Kovid, Chaz Shalom. To say that there were Mamish Begea and Yenem's Kovid, he ties that the Pshat is, Shalinaga Kovi Zebezeh means that they're on Hogwarts, each to his own. He used to learn, if one of the Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva reached a certain Madrege, he didn't go out of his way to take along all his chaverim with him on the same madrega also. He was Oisik, ich ben Oisik in meinem, my madregis, you'll be Oisik in your madregis, and everyone each to his own. So Rabbi Kiva, his Talmidim, should have known better. Rabbi Kiva had always learned that's not a mahalach. Mahalach is that every single yid is Oisik to madrega, you have to be part of a chabura. Take along the oilum with you as much as possible. That's the koyach of Esa Shaman Kecha Til, the Rabbis Talmid Chachomim. The frat by tzaddikim, manhigim, have to take the Talmidim with them on the Madregis as well. Might have the shaykh to the shtikl meir shlech, which I learned before. The koyach of the koyin, which is the roish, he has an achrayis to purify himself, to be able to take along Talmidim with him, has a shtikl shaykh as well. But not even by tzaddikim, even by chaverim. One person that has a certain the hair, a certain gedank, a certain thing that he was kind, a certain thing that he was zoicha to, that he has. You have to include other chaverim as well. You don't keep it to yourself. Al timna toiv ba'olov. So the Rebbe used to say that was the koyach of Rabbi Akiva. The koyach of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. These two, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, they were the ones that continued the Messiah of Klal Yisrael. They gave over the koyaches of Toyesh Baal Peh to Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai b'yom tirosai, on the day that he passed away, gave over all the madregis that he had. He didn't keep it himself. He gave it over to all the Talmidim. That was the Zgalus of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai on the Yom HaPtira, the Idra, the old Zach that he was Megala on the day of his Ptira. That's the Simcha, part of the Simcha of Lag BaOmer was the Giluyim that the Talmidim of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai was Zoicha on the last day, on the day of his Ptira, which is Be'etzim the Koyach of Rabbi Akiva, that the Koyach of being Mechaber, of being, of including everyone and giving over all your Madregis to other people, to Talmidim, to Chaverim, and that's one of the nekudas of Lag BaOmer. So one of the nekudas of Lag BaOmer is that you have this koyach of being zoiche of the emes and chibur and the achdus between chaverim, and also the koyach of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, that if a person is mekasha himself to the Torah of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, mekasha himself to the gilul of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, he has a koyach to be zoiche in the madrega because Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai gave it over. Whoever makes himself in the klim muchal lekabel. Is mochel to be mekabel the koyches, the madregas of Rav Shimon bar Yochai, then he has a koyach, then he has a gval, then he has a schul to be mekabel it. If as long as you attach yourself to it to be mekabel, make yourself the klei kibul, then the Rav Shimon bar Yochai's madregas spill over to you as well. And that's the pshat that in the Messiah in the Lashon is right that Mishi Yeshloi Mishi Mamer Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Yes, from the Chabur together, one spills over to the next. And the Talmid Rabbi Akiva didn't understand that, that's where he made so. But the Hemshech, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, and the Talmidim afterwards, they understood that Madrega is not something that you keep for yourself. It's everyone's together. One person is a mashlim the other. One person has this Madrega and gives it over to his Chabedim. Another person has that Madrega and gives it over to his Chabedim and becomes one Gyoza Chabura and Yidna Mzake. Yisrael, Zoich, Mazakim, everyone's Mazaki each other with Madregis and Dvekis and the Boyish Loilam. This Mazoiche to the Ba'at Madrekim, Hashem, and the Kechem, Chayim, Kulchem, everyone together is Chayim, Kulchem, Ayoyim. That's what the Rebbe used to say over on Lag BaOmer.
I think it's a true shtickle from Rashi, it says, is going on that in you, but the tzaddikim, they have to be remembered, we are chayat for everybody.
Right. The Rebbe said a lot also. He said that agidim ha'atzomois kim sh'olu lo yedu. Right, that, in the same shtick he said it over there, right? Once the agidim ha'atzomois, if sh'olu lo yedu, if they went out to Mizbeach, lo yedu. Once they went out to Mizbeach, the mechuber, kol zman she'mechuborim him, the mechuber, Then you don't take them off. If they're not mechuber, then you can take them off. That's what the Gemara says over there.
It's a Mishnah. It's just the Karnayim and the Tzalfayim.
Right. That's tickle.